morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
All right, so we have a special segment today. We're talking with spiritual mentor Tia Marie Johnson. Tia Johnson is an eclectic witch who helps spiritually centered women who feel invisible and lost become radiant and found through unlocking their goddess energy. Tia is an international speaker, best-selling author, healer, and podcaster. Tia has been seen in Huffington Post, Thrive, Global, Create and Cultivate, radio shows, and magazines. She has spoken at several conferences and events in Canada, Ghana, Bahamas, Mexico, and throughout the United States. So hi, Tia. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well. I know you said it was kind of rainy where you are today.
Yeah, I was just enjoying my coffee earlier. And one thing I like to do in the morning is just sit in silence with my thoughts. So sometimes I'll eat breakfast or have my coffee in pure silence. So I got to listen to the sounds of the rain. It was quite divine.
Oh, that sounds so lovely. It's funny. I was just thinking today, I was like, I need more 90s in my life because I'm watching, I'm rewatching Half and Half. And I was like, I need to start watching Charmed in the mornings. I feel like that right? 90s vibe is just so good.
Yes. Well, one thing I learned, and I can't even take credit for this. This comes from Cosmic Witch Sam on Instagram. She posted that she goes to YouTube and type in her Hogwarts house, like Common House music. And that is so soothing. So I type Ravenclaw music, Common Room. And I'm telling you, like you're saying, you got to get back to the 90s. It's something about that music. It's all instrumental and it just puts me in a zone. So, you know, try that.
That is something I never would have thought of. And now I'm going to have to do it like tomorrow.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, and then it sets you up like the Common Room. So now you can watch YouTube on your TV. You could just, you know, say YouTube, you know, Common Room, Ravenclaw, you know, whatever your school is. And you'll see the whole Common Room. You'll see a fireplace. It's so cool. So serene and just calm. I love it.
That's one thing I love is even if you're not into Harry Potter, we like it's like the whole world has just agreed that we're all a little into it, even if we're not like super into it, which I love.
Right. Exactly.
So I do have some questions for you. You are a podcaster and a writer. So you have your own podcast, which I actually shared on the Facebook group not too long ago, and you have your own blog. You talk a lot about discovering your inner goddess. I mean, right now we're discovering our inner, like, 90s calm Hogwarts. But in what ways does connecting with your goddess energy benefit your life?
Yeah, what I have noticed, and I'll speak for myself, and then when what happens when I work with people, for myself, it was a new sense of confidence. It was being able to take up space, stand my ground, and really understanding my likes and dislikes. I used to be a person who was the friend who always wanted to be available, who always wanted to make sure that, you know, I didn't do anything that will cause any type of friction. I just wanted everything to be good, calm, collective, cool, peaceful. And it really wasn't a comfortable situation. So working with the goddesses really helped me to really step in my truth, be who I really truly want to be in this world and be seen as that. And when I help people do that, and that's where the invisible and lost comes from when I surveyed the people is that they became invisible and lost to themselves. So, you know, these are still strong, smart, beautiful women, but they just were wearing so many hats, the mom, the wife, the friend, the sister, the girlfriend, but they forgot who they were. So it's about reclaiming your identity and power. So that's definitely what has helped me working with the goddesses and when people work with me.
So it's really funny when you said that, you know, like wearing mom hat and then like just all the different hats we wear in the world, especially now. I think they're, they call the millennial generation the slash generation because we're slash this, slash actor, slash podcaster, slash writer. So I read Lenormand, which is a French oracle system. And often when I am reading for women who are really carrying the majority of burden or responsibility on their shoulders, I always get the whip card, which is just this like constant self-punishment. What would you say to women or anybody who has found themselves like stuck in this pattern of just constant hat changing and trying to make everyone happy and burden?
Right. And then feeling guilty about it too. Yeah. What I've been recommending is to carve out time for yourself. Start off with one thing once a week. So that can be getting your nails done. And you don't have to get a full set with the crystals on there and get your Cardi B nails. You can just get a manicure, get it buffed. Or it could be a facial. It can be, and again, the facials don't have to be expensive. A lot of people, I was just talking about this with my Uber driver. She just thought that facials were like a couple of $100. They can be, or you can get a lower end facial that can be just as good per your skin type or your needs. So carve out time for you each week and then tell the people in your household that, for example, I used to have my nieces over all the time. And if I had to write a blog post, I would tell them, I would say, hey, honey, I'm about to go write a blog post. You know, I'll be right back. And it's so funny. My niece, she was just playing with her little Barbie. She looks up and she goes, where's your coffee? Because she already knew the drill. So, put people on notice because that helps you with your boundary as well. And just start with one thing a week. And then you can work your way up to more things. But just one thing just for you once a week and be committed to that.
And it's funny, like what you just said with your niece, and like she's like, okay, like I expect you to have your coffee. It's almost like you're teaching people how to respect your space.
Right.
And time.
Absolutely. And it's not in a mean way. It's not a don't call me, don't look at me, I need this. It's just it was just a hey, I'm doing this. You can be beside me while I'm doing it. You know, you can watch me, or sometimes I'll give them a task. Like, hey, can you get this for me? They go, okay. And then they get really excited because now they're a part of it. So yeah, it's really about just showing them, because especially with children, they absorb everything, even when you think you're not looking. For example, one of my nieces loves perfume. The other one loves lotion. So when I'm putting on my perfume, the one just spreads her arms out. She goes, spray me. And the other one goes, I want the lotion. So you can incorporate them into what you do as well.
You hear that phrase that people say a lot, treat yourself as kindly as you as you treat a friend. But I can kind of see it here of like maybe respect yourself as much as you respect like a goddess or a god or a deity. When you work with this empowerment and this like goddess energy, do you incorporate deities into the process, or is it just about your personal energy?
Yeah, both. I definitely incorporate deities. So I talked about this in my first book, where there were 13 goddesses, and one by one they just appeared, or I just read about them and it was that connection. So what I do is first we talk about how to unlock your personal energy, that goddess energy within you. And then I associate it with the goddess. For example, when we need to blast away, setbacks, anything that's a blockage, we would connect with Goddess Kali. And we would just, develop that space where we would just, ask Kali to come in into our space. We would look at what needs to be blasted, what's a setback, and all those things. So there's a whole process behind it. So it's not like we're calling someone who we never talked to, like, hey, I need all your help. It's more like introducing the person to a goddess, understanding what or who or what that goddess represents. And then we go on the path of how we can work with that goddess for blasting away blockages or seeking your wisdom with Athena or getting into like your love space with Aphrodite. So it's a whole list, but I definitely include the goddesses.
When you are working on your kind of, you know, like you were saying before, when you're working on that aspect in within yourself, how does it affect your practice?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's such a good question. So one of the things I had to get really comfortable with is just saying what comes to me. So sometimes when I would work with someone, I would say, like, God is so-and-so, please step into this space to help this process. And sometimes it doesn't make sense to me, but it makes sense to the person. So it really helps me in a direction to take, what to say, even how to relay the message, because what I don't want to do is to make the person feel like I'm down-talking them, because that's never, ever, ever the case. I always want it to be a give and take, because when I help someone, I'm also learning as well. So yeah, it's more so helping me to give the message and then helping the person figure out how they can apply it to their life. So it's not so, you know, this esoteric thing, like, oh my gosh, how does this apply? What does this mean? So I also put in a practical sense, and that's how that helps.
And I think sometimes we can get really wrapped up into that. The, you know, especially I've seen with maybe newer witches, the whole idea of magic seems so grand and esoteric and mysterious that it almost feels unattainable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is something people get stuck, you know, kind of they get trapped within that of maybe not seeing the more practical ways that you can actually go about doing it. So let's say there's someone listening and they're kind of recognizing that this is maybe something that would be good for them or would help kind of get them out of a rut. Where would they start?
Books, definitely. Books, yeah. And it's so interesting because unfortunately now, you know, you really can't go in a bookstore. And so before I used to go to Borders when it existed and I would just sit on the ledge and read some of the books before I would purchase them, which is probably something you shouldn't do. But I would just read so much that some of the books were overlapped, but it was really cool because back then, the spiritual / occult, whatever you want to call it, were really in the back in the corner. So now there's so much more information. So I would just say, you know, that you can get eBooks, download eBooks and Facebook groups. Usually there's a whole section of books for you to recommend the books. I've even done that when I'm thinking, what do I need to read? I go to a Facebook group and it's just like pages of information. So I would just say, get as much education as you can through books so that you can cross-reference the information and really figure out what really feels right to you, because it's so easy to get caught up, just as you were saying, you know, because it may seem like it's so, you know, far and beyond, and someone may say you need to use a red candle for this, but all right, what if you don't have a red candle? So this is where you cross-reference that. So books, YouTube channels, just absorb as much information as you can.
I think that's like the best advice, truly, because yeah, just like you said, the way someone presents one thing in a book may not like jive. And then you maybe even read the same concept, just present it another way. And it suddenly just makes all the sense in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So a question for you, because this is, you know, the idea of kind of embracing your goddess energy and your like power, like your own power, definitely isn't a new concept, but I feel like that's used a lot, that word, like kind of the goddess energy. So how do you define it in your work?
I love that question. Yeah. So I define it in my work as, first and foremost, every woman is a goddess. They just have to turn up the volume of that energy. And it's really your unique abilities and skills. For example, you may go over a friend's house and she is just a master at making cupcakes. Cupcakes are pretty simple, right? Mm-hmm. But it's something about the way she makes cupcakes. Or you might go over to another friend's house and she has the most beautiful plants. Her flowers bloom just so beautifully and you can't even get a cactus to last.
Oh, right? God. Yeah.
It's just something about what we do that it just shows, it radiates, and it's just like no one else can do it. So that's how I explain it. It's just your unique abilities. That's your magic. That's your goddess energy right there. Like the kitchen witch, the I forget what they call the plant witch. It escapes me right now. But you know, all these things is just that energy. And some people can say, oh, well, that's talent. It can be talent, but it's that extra factor. It's just something you really can't put your finger on, but you feel it and you know that it's that extra oomph in it that makes it a little bit better, a little bit special than a typical cupcake.
Oh, see, I love the way you explain that. In the past, I've called that like everyone's superpower, mm-hmm. because it could be talent or skill, but there's always something just a little unexplainable about it. And everyone has it. Like, I have a friend who, she has this superpower where she knows you'll want tea before you know you want tea. Mm-hmm. And she makes the best cup of tea. And then by the time you're like, oh, I could use tea, like, it's ready. It's just, mm-hmm. it's wild. And like, I always say my talent is like time is always on my side. Always. Mm-hmm. So what's yours? What's your superpower?
Oh man. So for so many years, I would say one of my superpowers was to be a great listener and put pieces of the puzzle together and show people a path, which is interesting because recently Goddess Hecate appeared in my dream and she's part of one of the things she represents are pathways, crossroads. So I believe one of my superpowers is to be like a guiding light for people. And I noticed that when I work, and it don't have to be a client, sometimes it's just a friend where they would just talk about something and I would just piece it together and say, hey, you know, try this. And I put them on a whole different path. So I would say I'm like a crossroad path, light tower type of a superpower that really helps people to get them to where they need to be. You know, I'm that person.
Oh, I love that. So speaking of, what was your experience finding, you know, spirituality and witchcraft and kind of how did that look for you?
Yeah, I love talking about this because this is my proof in the pudding. So when I was a kid, I would have premonition dreams. I knew when someone was going to call. I knew when something bad was going to happen. I had like visions with my actual eyes, which I learned later were archangels. And my grandmother, I always say that I was my grandmother's apprentice. She was huge on dreams and numbers. So what she would do is, she would have a whole bunch of books that would, like pamphlets, that would give you the number of a cat. So say you saw a black cat in your dream. She would look that up, the meaning, and then the numbers associated with that. And then she'll take her numbers book, cross-reference that, play the lotto, and win. Like she would.
Oh my gosh. That is the most intricate system.
It is, and I wish I kept the books. We switched from houses and then got lost in the process. Oh my gosh. Yeah, she would circle numbers and she would know when my birthday comes out. So whenever I tell this story, I tell people, if you play the lottery, play 831. My birthday is August 31st. So I can't tell you exactly what day in the month, but she used to have a system and she would, boom, get it. So that was her thing. And I would tell her these dreams I would have. And she'd say, yeah, that's a, you know, a premonition dream. She never really said magic, but you know, she knew about rooting and things like that. So when she passed, and a year and a half after that, my pop-pop passed away. She passed from cancer, my pop-pop of a broken heart. Not too long after that, she appeared in my dream and she said, "Spirit has something to show you." And I saw a full moon and two crescent moons, and it was just a crazy dream. And that really set me on the path of trying to figure out, okay, like what just happened here? Because I haven't had a dream like that. And then that's when I was able to put names to what I was experiencing as a kid, like actual, oh, that's an archangel. Oh, that's called, claircognizance and things like that. And the witchcraft came a little later, because first it was the angels and it was the goddesses. And I was reading a book, and I don't remember the title, but I was reading a book, and it had a quiz in there, and I ended up getting the mystic angel. And I said, okay, let me look more into this. And there was a list of things that you tend to do. And what I realized was that I love watching movies from Arthurian times, witches, wizards, like all that. And I just started digging deeper and deeper and deeper. It was so natural. And I'm sorry, I'm going a little bit long, but I just want to
know. No, I love it. No, I'm so into this.
I was going deeper and deeper. And then I discovered symbols. And I almost jumped out of my skin, because I was drawing these exact symbols, like the spiral goddess symbol, when I was in grade school. So it was almost like I was giving myself these clues along the way. And when I started doing spell casting, it was just like, I just knew what to do. It just felt so natural. So it was that natural, I want to say progression, but it was more like remembering. So that's really my story in a nutshell, just, you know, along the years, just, that's why I say to people, read as much as you can, because definitely, you know, more than you realize, just putting names to things that I was experiencing years ago. And then, you know, when I found the Book of Symbols, I learned about that. And then the more I attended festivals that had like the fire dancers and stuff like that, it was just like I was having all these memories and things come back to me. So that's where the witchcraft came from. It was really just me immersing myself. And it felt like home. It really did. And then I just ran away with it. The rest is history.
Oh, I love that. No, oh, I love stories like that, where it really is, you know, you see one thing and then you see another thing and then it connects. And it just, because it feels so, like you said, coming back home and rediscovering like kind of what you already knew. And it's just really beautiful. So you do work with clients to kind of help them, you know, through the process of discovering kind of their own empowerment. And you've been doing this work for like quite a while. You have your blog, you have your podcast. Can you share like one meaningful moment you've had like with the client?
Yeah. So there have been so many moments that hit home for me. I would say one has to do with when they started celebrating themselves again. And it's so interesting, because we can do a lot of work and apply it, and that can almost be on autopilot too. You know, we're like, all right, let's do this, let's do that, make sure I check these boxes. But the one lady was just saying to me how she just started doing what seems simple to some people, like celebrating her birthday again. She hadn't gone on a trip in years. She hadn't celebrated her birthday in years. And again, it's just like so much work that we've done. And it's sometimes it's one simple thing. And I was just like, wow, because it was an older woman. And it wasn't who you would expect to say that. Sometimes you see people and they look happy, and sometimes they are, but they didn't really get a chance to celebrate themselves. And just the one other lady that sticks out in my mind is she said that she regained her agency, and she started dreaming, like remembering her dreams again. And she just was becoming herself again. That melts my heart. to see people celebrate themselves. I'm the person who loves to see people happy. That's one of the reasons why I love the holiday seasons and especially summertime, because I see people outdoors and they have a bottle of wine on the table, you know, the leg, one leg's probably crossed and they're laughing. So to see that, to hear someone say, I regained my agency, I'm celebrating myself, that is so priceless, and that will forever stick out in my mind.
Oh, yeah, the holiday season's also one of my favorites because everyone's just like in such a better mood than normal. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing.
Even if they don't celebrate, you know, there are the lights, you know, there's the movies, music's playing almost everywhere. There are other ways you can get into the groove of that and, you know, tap into that magic that way.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward going into the holiday season, let me tell you. Is there like a common, because, you know, you do work with people, is there not, I don't want to use the word mistake, but is there a common denominator you see with everyone that maybe is something people can work on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The number one thing I hear is, I thought I was crazy. Oh, and that's because they just don't know their gifts, right? And some people say, oh, it's not a gift. I'm like, well, yeah, everyone has it, but if you don't really tap into it, you know, you don't know that it's there. And so many times, and sometimes it's hard for me because I may not know the person too much. Sometimes I hear them talk, you know, I'm somewhere and it's a friend of a friend, and I go, oh my gosh, I know what this person is. Like, you know, sometimes they look a little bit like a leprechaun or an elf. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know, but they're on a, you know, different path. I can't just walk them and go, hey, you're an elf, or at least part elf, and here's why you're saying what you're saying. But it's that they said, I thought I was crazy. And what it is that they don't realize that they're clairsentient or clairvoyant. They don't realize the connection they have with the goddess. You know, sometimes I see that in someone, I'm like, oh my gosh, they have, like, it's right there. Just got to bring it out. So that's really what it is. People think that they're crazy because, you know, whatever society they're in, they can't talk about certain things. You know, they can't, you know, speak up. They can't really be expressive. They can't feel certain things, God forbid. And, you know, that leads to other things. But yeah, it's, I thought I was crazy.
I mean, if we're being honest, which we are on this podcast, I still sometimes just think I'm crazy. Sometimes I'll, even just talking now, I'm like, because I'm a medium, like not practiced or professional, but just kind of like naturally. And mm-hmm. There'll be instances where I'm like, yeah. And then this spirit, and then this XYZ, XYZ, da, 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 da. And then I'm like, or I'm nuts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? Because sometimes you're just like, yeah, because sometimes you just feel like you're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Like I even give you an example. This was this happened a few years ago. So especially when I'm close to someone, it doesn't matter where they are. OK, I feel it. And it was around midnight. I'm a night owl. Surprise, surprise. I'm a night owl. And I had forgot I had my Facebook up. I was like typing something. And around midnight, I just felt so sad, just crazy sad. And I stopped. I just felt it in my chest. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, I had no reason to feel sad. I'm just like, man, I'm just so sad. I'm like, what's... And then my friend Facebook messaged me and he said, my sister just died.
Oh.
And that's what it was, because we were so close. You know, he's one of my closest friends. And that's what happened. So, yeah, it's like, am I crazy or am I really feeling something here? You know, there's no reason for me to feel sad. I was just typing. But sometimes it's that connection, or even like with you, you know, you pick up on something. So, yeah, I think the more we just understand ourselves and read, get more and more educated, we can make critical decisions and just say, yeah, maybe I am Dancing with Crazy. But, you know, they say, you know, a lot of things exist in the imagination realm, a little crazy realm. So, you know, I'll toe that line.
So what is one last piece of advice maybe you can give some of our listeners who are looking to uncover, you know, some of their inner power?
Mm-hmm. Take your time and do what you feel is right, meaning there's so much information out there where you might see someone doing something and you're like, oh, maybe I should do all that. We are the magic, okay? We are the magic. So it's nice to have crystals and candles and wear, you know, the robe and with a certain color. But remember, we are the magic. Take your time. Get as much knowledge as you can and understand who you want to work with. So when you're working with like the goddesses, it's like working with a girlfriend, you know, or your big sister who has your back. And this is how you make the craft for you, because there are so many ways to approach this and allow yourself to grow. Like I was saying, I started working with the angels. Now I'm really just working a lot with the goddesses. So allow yourself to grow. Take your time. Remember, you are the magic. So make sure that you focus on your health, your strength, your boundaries, and definitely the people who you hang around.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So before we go, was there anything that maybe we missed or glossed over that you would want to touch on?
No, the only thing I can say is, you know, don't be surprised about the symbols and things that you see. Remember, like overall, spirit language, goddess language is really symbolic. So the feather you see, the pennies you see, don't doubt it, trust it.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So where can people find you on the big old internet?
Yeah, the Wild Wild West, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I recently changed my Instagram name because I'm rebranding. So it is cosmic_witch_goddess. Yeah, so that's where I'm at on Instagram.
And you have a website?
Oh, yes.
I'm on there now.
I forgot about the website. Yeah, my website is tiamariejohnson.com.
And you also have a podcast.
Yes, and you were an amazing guest. It's spiritual. Oh, yeah, you're most welcome. It's Spiritual and Empowerment Living with Tia.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Witches. We hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.